Hare Krishna. So today, I have the honor of reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, with purport created by Srila Prabhupada. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 2. And the title of Chapter 2 is Ajamil, delivered by the Vishnu Bhutas. And the verse for today is 16, and we will also take a look at verse number 17 as well. So today 16 and 17 verse will be covered. 16, right, Madhuri?
Yes,
so we just first pronounce word by word and then go back for the full words. Guru Naam,
Guru Naam,
Cha,
Cha,
Lagu Naam,
Lagu Naam,
Cha,
Cha,
Guru Ni,
Guru Ni,
Cha,
Cha,
Lagu Ni,
Lagu Ni,
Cha,
Cha,
Prayachitani,
Prayachitani,
Raptanam,
Raptanam,
Jnanadva,
Jnanadva,
Guptani,
Guptani,
Maharishivi,
Maharishivi,
Guru Nancha, Lagu Nancha,
Guru Nancha, Lagu Nancha,
Guru Nancha, Lagu Nancha,
Guru Nancha, Lagu Nancha,
Guru Nani, Lagu Nani Cha,
Guru Nani Cha, Lagu Nani Cha,
Guru Ni Cha, Lagu Ni Cha,
Guru Ni Cha, Lagu Ni Cha,
Prayachitini Prapanam,
Prayachitini Papanam,
Prayachitini Papanam, translation. Guru Naam,
Guru Naam,
Devi,
Devi,
Cha,
Cha,
Mind,
Mind,
Lagu Naam,
Lagu Naam,
Light,
Light,
Cha,
Cha,
Also,
Also,
Guru Ni,
Guru Ni,
Devi,
Devi,
Cha,
Cha,
Mind,
Lagu
Ni,
Lagu Ni,
Light,
Light,
Cha,
Cha,
Also,
Also,
Prayachitani,
Prayachitani,
The process of atonement.
The process of atonement.
Papanam.
Papanam.
Of sinful activities.
Of sinful activities.
Jnanatva.
Jnanatva.
Knowing perfectly well.
Knowing perfectly well.
Guptani.
Guptani.
Have been prescribed.
Have been prescribed.
Maharishivi.
Maharishivi.
By great sages.
By great sages.
Translation. Translated by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Authorities who have learned scholars, authorities who are learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sins by undergoing a heavy process of atonement, and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes an incident that took place when Samba was rescued from the punishment of the Kauravas. Samba fell in love with the daughter of Duryodhana. And since, according to Kshatriya's custom, one is not offered a Kshatriya's daughter unless he displays his chivalrous valor. Sambha abducted her. Consequently, Sambha was arrested by the Kauravas. Later, when Lord Balaram came to rescue him, there was an argument about Sambha's release. Since the argument was not settled, Balaram showed his power in such a way that all the Hastinapura trembled and would have been vanquished as if by a great earthquake. Then the matter was settled and Sambha married Duryodhana's daughter. The purport is that one should take shelter of Krishna Balaram, the supreme personality of Godhead, whose protective power is so great that it can't be equal in the material world. However powerful the reactions of one's sins, they will immediately be vanquished if one chants the name of Hare Krishna Balaram, Hare Krishna Balaram or Narayan.
You read next verse also, it is very good.
Taitani agani payante tapodhana tatavi nadamarjan tat dardam tat upasitagari sevaya. Although one may be neutralized, one may neutralize the reactions of sinful life through austerity, charity, vows and other such methods. These pious activities cannot uproot the material desires in one heart. However, if one serves the lotus feet of personality of the Godhead, he immediately freed from all such contamination. Purport of Prabhupada, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Verse 42. Bhakti Reshanu Bhavo Viraktir Anyatacha. Devotional service is so powerful that one who performs devotional service is immediately freed from all sinful desires. All desires within this material world are sinful because material desire means sense gratification, which always involves action that is more or less sinful. Pure bhakti, however, is anyablesata sunya. In other words, it is free from material desires, which is result from karma and jnana. One who is situated in devotional service, he no longer has material desires and therefore he is beyond sinful life. Material desires should be completely stopped. Otherwise, although one's austerities, penance and charity may free one from sin for time being, one's desire will reappear again because his heart is impure. Thus you will act sinfully and suffer. Om Ajnana Punindasya Jnananjaya Salakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Sri Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapanam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, we read again. Perhaps please repeat after me. Authorities, we have learned scholars.
Authorities, we have learned scholars.
And sages.
And sages.
Have carefully ascertained.
Have carefully ascertained.
That one should atone.
That one should atone.
For the heavier sins.
For the heavier sins.
By undergoing a heavy process of atonement.
By undergoing a heavy process.
And one should atone for lighter sins.
And one should atone for lighter sins.
By undergoing lighter atonement.
By undergoing lighter atonement.
chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
However,
when
it says all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light.
Regardless of whether heavy or light.
Hare Krishna. So we see some devotees who are little new to this canto, and of course most of the devotees are regular attendees of Srimad Bhagavatam class. So just for the benefit of those who have come today, or maybe they are attending online, I am not sure. Attending online? Yes. Okay, online, but this is in person is different from online. Lord Krishna is personal, so those who are watching online are like pretty impersonalist. But we can come to the temple, no problem. Now there are no restrictions. The previous canto ended with Sukadeva Goswami describing the destination of persons who perform all kinds of sins and where they end up land, where they will land in one of the 28 heavenly planets. So this has actually melted heart of Parishit Maharaj. Vaishnavas are always compassionate and kind. Even though person might have done so much of sins, but they are very forgiving. And they are always either anything we can do to nullify, not just nullify, just purify them. Nullify the temporary. So purifying them. So therefore he again inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, please give us some solution. So Sukadeva Goswami obviously first solution was atonement. So this is what we always do. First atonement. So how do we atone? Today's verse is actually talking about that atonement. So depend upon if you perform heavy sin, so you have to atone heavily. And if you perform light sins, and atonement also light. Correct? So for example, even materially, so if you park your car in front of the temple within temple zone for 1 hour, no fine. Correct? No atonement. But if you park more than 1 hour and Yamadutas come and catch you and give you a ticket, there is no, you have to atone by paying $78, depending upon how long you park. And if you happen to park outside the zone of temple, correct? So after 6 o'clock, there is no 1 hour. Correct? Immediately, the moment they see your car, not your car, they will issue a ticket to your car. Immediately, no 1 hour. Correct? So these rules are changing. The atonement rules are there. And the rules are changing from time to time, depending upon how much sins people perform. So in the same way here also, if you look at Puranas, obviously when sages mention about atonement, so lighter atonement for lighter sins and heavy atonement for heavy sins, so they are referring to Puranas. And when you go through Puranas, there are many Puranas, they prescribe the atonement that you better undergo. So for example, Agni Purana. Now we have Padma Purana, Narada Purana, Shiva Purana, Agni Purana. So Agni Purana is over there. So Agni also, gives you some few atonement methods. So I just looked at a few that we can look at. Just simple. So Agni Purana has several chapters. One of them gives from start from very simple light sins. Say for example, if you happen to steal edibles like fruits, flowers, from house of others. So that is also some light sin. What is the atonement for it? Like when person becomes hungry and steals from supermarket, steals from house of others. I am not sure whether there is any atonement for stealing prasada from upstairs, from other state. Maybe they get mercy. But materially, so there are atonement necessary. So atonement for stealing edibles, that is food from others, is to, eat panchagavya. What is panchagavya? Panchagavya is a mixture of cow dung, cow urine and cow milk. So mix those. So you drink, atone for it. So why it makes it? It's a little bitter.
Little bit.
You want it only with the dung only? Yeah. So, yes, so this is Panchagavya. So, Panchagavya, so for most persons it may not be tasting great. Correct? It's not like eating rasgulla. Then you can make a rasgulla out of cow dung, then of course put it in milk. Yeah, you can make, definitely. I don't know whether you want to mix in sugar juice, but this is not the style. With Panchagavya, only cow dung, urine, and with combination. So eat it, so that will be atonement for sin committed while stealing edible from others. Clear? So if you happen to steal, so please follow this. But of course, there is a solution given later. You don't have to do this. There is some other method. So next, suppose if you steal hay or tree, fodder scam. Correct? Fodder. So in India, we hear about fodder scam a lot. The government ministers, chief ministers also do that. So they also have to atone. So according to Agni Purana, so because if you light up, if you just steal little bit hay, then only 3 day fasting.
Okay, 3 days.
You fast for 3 days. No food for 3 days, so can atone. Sin is, you know, nullified.
Nirjana fasting?
What if you steal like gold, gems, silver, all precious metals. So there is also a atonement for it. For that, 12 days of fasting.
How many days?
12 days of fasting.
12 days of fasting.
Yeah, for 12 days if you fast, if you happen to steal maybe a tola of gold, perhaps 12 days. But of course, the government has defined. They are not following any Purana. Okay, so they may catch you or ask you to do some social service, or maybe you go and stay in the jail for for a week or a month or a year, depending upon the type of sin you committed. And of course, we can also use many of the big list of atonement that you need to perform. For example, if you kill somebody, if you hurt somebody, there are many big list of sins one can perform, and they are atonement. So these are, so clearly it says, if sin is heavy, then heavy atonement. If sin is lighter, light atonement. So that is clearly given in Agni Purana. So those who want to learn more about it, please refer to Agni Purana. Okay. So then we'll get back to Prabhupada. So next, so Prabhupada, the Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light. So if person, whether person might have performed heavy sin or a light sin, but the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it will vanquish completely and for make person pure, not only remove effects of sinful activities, there will be effects. Do not take it for granted that there will be effect. There will be effect, but effect will be a bit less, and then person will become purified, and his desire to perform sinful activities anymore will be vanquished, therefore he will be, perfect condition. So this is the primary glorifying chanting of holy name of Lord Sri Krishna. And in Ajamil pastime, so this chapter 2 is primarily dialogue between, Vishnu Dutas and Yama Dutas. When Yama Dutas came to capture, so this Ajamil, so Ajamil sin was that, so he left his Dharmapatni, rightfully married wife, then he started associating with a prostitute, and then of course he lived with her maybe 30-40 years, and during that period he produced many children, I think 10 or 12, and the last one was born when he was 82 years. So 82 years. So, obviously there was coming his far end, and of course he was about to leave his body. So out of his attachment for his last son, he called his name, Narayan. So there are statements that say that he called out of, frightening, that now we have got these horrible persons, maybe, so he just out of. So when you are in more difficult situations, sometimes you might call the most close one, either out of love,
are out of fear, then they have to protect you, correct? Bhaktiya bhaya. Right? We remember somebody out of love or out of bhaya. Correct, bhaya, out of fear. So his fear was this horrible looking. Yamadutas have come and they were able to take his soul out. So he came, Narayana. And then of course, because of that, so this Ajanjali is safe. So how is he safe? So immediately Yamadutas came and so they stopped Yamadutas from taking Ajanjali to abode of Himaras. Correct? They will obviously take it to abode of Himaras. Unless this person has got a wealth. These days that's what people do. Sometimes police come, they try to capture, and then if this person has got a wealth, maybe they try to hide it. But whereas Yamadutas are very honest, so they will take them to Himaras. So in this context, this conversation took place between Yamadutas making list of sins he made and why he should be taken to Himaras board. And of course Vishnudusas also made counter argument, and they said because this Ajamil has chanted Lord Narayana, so all the sins he committed so far in that life and also previous life are very mixed. So he is pure, you cannot take him. So the request is, please do not take him to your master. This is not right. So there are other instructions talking about like a government. So like a government need to protect us. If someone is very honest and very pure and sinless, obviously government must give protection. So similarly, of course, Lord will give protection, and that is what we demonstrate here. So that is the power of holy name. And so today's verse is also clearly saying whether one has performed the light sin or heavy sin, you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and all your sins will be vanquished, effect will be vanquished, and then not only vanquished, and then if you keep on chanting, it says, whether one chants heavy or light. Like someone may be just chanting, one round in a day, that is the start. So with that, slowly and slowly, the person will develop taste for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, become confident also. Initially think, oh, chanting one round not possible, I don't have a time, correct? So that's how we resist. So atonement also same thing. So when in atonement also initially we resist, slowly we get used to it. So with chanting initially we start with, so you are not in one round, just come and hear kirtan from Dvija Prabhu. Yesterday I hope all of you come for 12-hour chanting, and if you have heard 12-hour chanting non-stop without having prasada, all your sins of this life and past life is gone. Prabhu, benediction? Yes, the organizer of yesterday's 12-hour kirtan has benedicted that anyone who has heard chanting from 24 pure bhaktas, 24? Yeah. Half an hour each person, so the 12-hour into 2, 24. So, okay Prabhu? Yeah, so Mahatma Prabhu is a great mathematician, not only mathematician, also doctor. So any physical problems, physical health problem he can cure, and mental and spiritual problem you talk to Vijay Bandhu, Vijay Prabhu. Quite small.
Very good.
Okay, in between we have our Jatabharat. So he will solve in between problem. Okay, so here, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so doing one round of chanting will purify and we definitely develop taste. And when you become confident and releasing first round of chanting, and you continue like that for 3 months, 3 months, 4 months, some devotees continue that for 9 months, some for 3 months, some for 4 months, and they become more and more enthusiastic and releasing the chanting. Then of course, after chanting at Nalman Mahaprabhu Mandir, which is also called as Nalman Mahaprasada Mandir, and you will take Mahaprasada, then chanting Mahaprasada, this will continue for 3 months and Radharasthami comes. And that day you will say, okay, let me increase this the chanting by one more round, double, two rounds, correct? So you do that two round chanting, so you are releasing and also become confident. Actually, first problem is we think we don't have a time. So, but once you do this two round of chanting confidently, so you think, yes, I have time. And how is that time you are getting? So time you are getting because, so you know we have 24 hours, the fixed time is there. So this time is Lord Krishna. It is Lord Krishna's energy. Everything is moving, correct? From past to present to future, this is under the energy of Lord Sri Krishna. And time is Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the opulence of Lord. So time is one of his energy. And you are under the energy of Lord Sri Krishna. So because you are investing, you know, just like Ganga, when you go to Ganga River for atonement, often you go for atonement. So we might have performed sins. So we may not go to church and confess to a pujari, priest, but we can go to Ganga River and there be confident and then you know, spell out all your sins and deep ones and come out after that you take water and put back. Correct? So we are so just offering back. Similarly, so now we are using this time to send love to Krishna, Krishna's energy. So since we are offering back, Krishna says, no problem, I will take away a few of the issues that you got. So I'll make it time for you. So because of that, you are now able to do two rounds very happily. And continue that. So continue that two rounds of chanting and later maybe you go to Mayapur. So in Mayapur also they have so much of kirtan, so much of kirtan, you get inspired, you say, oh, let me now increase, double it. Then it becomes four rounds. Right? Four rounds, then you continue like that for another few months. Then maybe you get, next holiday you get inspired to go to Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan they have 24 hour kirtan. Not just 2 hours. I don't know when our Dvijapur Vrindavan even institutes 24 hour chanting, but there they have 24 hour chanting. So there, because of 24 hour kirtan, and if you happen to sit down in Krishna Balaram Mandir, here Prabhupada is talking about one who takes shelter of Krishna Balaram. So all those reactions of sinful will be removed. So when you spend time at Krishna Balaram Mandir, and you definitely will get inspired by devotees who are chanting, who are hearing, who are dancing, so because of this reason, even again increase, double it. Four becomes eight round. So already so eight round means you are almost close to the border of material world. So you will see a Vraja River or Viraja River, not Viraja River. Or you might see Yamuna River. So you get inspired. You see, I am able to do it, eight round. I just need to cross this Viraja River. Other side is, Vaikuntha Loka. Why can't I do this? It is self-inspiration. Don't assume that somebody will, drive you to chant 16 round. No. So you get inspired. Now I will double. From 8 round, you become 16 round. And this is how most devotees actually gradually they progress. And to 16 round. Then obviously, with 16 round, you continue. So then you say, oh, let me actually formally connect with Lord Sri Krishna. Of course, Lord Krishna is there, but we can't see him. So therefore, we will find someone. So a spiritual master, a guru, so who is connected to Lord Sri Krishna. We can see them here and other places. And then perhaps you start listening to them. So their teachings, through Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, lectures, motivation, inspirations, so all kinds of spiritual teachings, and you hear from them, you perhaps get attracted to them, then you start developing liking to them. So then one day you say, okay, I want to be formally disciple of you. Right? So you become a disciple, then you continue the services. So therefore, whether you chant light or heavy, round one round or two round, three round, just be fixed and keep chanting. There is no problem. Lord Krishna says, so any service that you do, even chanting is a service. See, 9 Navavida Bhakti, nine types of devotional service given by Prahlad Maharaj. Correct? Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, one of the Mahabhavas. Okay, so he has given, starting with Sravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu Sravanam, Pada Sivanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedam. Correct? So one of them is Kirtan. And there are devotees who have perfected their life just by doing Kirtan. So, for example, the original author of the book, Sukadeva Goswami, of course, before that his father, Vedavyasa Muni. So he explained this to Parikshit Maharaj, and just by explaining continuously for 7 days, Sukadeva Goswami has perfected his life. He was already perfect, but further perfection. Perfection and perfection and perfection. Correct? So just like cake is there, on top you put cream. So it will increase the taste more. So just by explaining the Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, he perfected. That is Sravana. And then Kirtanam. So just the person sitting next to opposite to him, that is Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj heard for 7 days without taking any prasada. So his prasada was hearing. So he took prasada through ear. Correct? You can release your life by eating, or some can release their time. They feel so much of pleasure just by listening. Right? We have 5 Jnanendriyas and Karmendriyas. Right? So our senses need some pleasure. So hearing is also pleasure. So those who are fasting, so their Parikshit Maharaj, so he also committed little sin. So what was he committed? So he went, he was as a king. So he would go to forest, and then sometimes forest you get lost and you feel thirsty. So what do you do with thirsty? You can look around, either there is some hut in those ages in Dwapar Yug. So hut, he saw a hut of a sage, and he thought, okay, let me go there and take a glass of water. So he went there, and this Muni was under, he was in full trance. So he didn't really welcome him physically. So there he tried to knock on the door and push the door, go inside, and no response. So then still he went, and he didn't even offer the commander water, right? So we have got this glass, no commander. So he didn't offer it. So therefore he just went along, what do I do? He saw a dead snake over there. He just took this boar dead snake and put around his neck, just like garment, and then went up. So that was the sin. So he performed without any atone, but just simply hearing, this Srimad Bhagavatam 7 days, and also he was cursed by that son of that Muni, Sringi. Sringi cursed him that in 7 days he will die for that sin that he committed. Now, what is atonement? Of course, he could have performed atonement given by Agni Dev. I'm sure there would have been atonement for that, Agni Dev, but he didn't consider Agni Dev Purana. So he said, let me go straight to Sukadeva Goswami and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, just like all of you. Correct? Some people go to a church or a temple and perform some puja or donate a cow. These days they don't want a cow, they want a small cow which is made from gold. Correct? There is also another atonement there, if you go through this. Yeah, if you can make a cow, 1 kg gold cow, that is the best. But otherwise, you just make a small cow and present it to a Brahmin, and he will perform puja for you, yagna for you. Then that will be atonement. But there is again temporary, our propensity perform those things will not go away. Correct? Although we have gone until that point, we perfected all sins of one, but again we will continue. There is also one of the verses mentioned that, like for example, so if you have got, you go to a land and there is a lot of grass and weeds that is grown and they are dried because of heavy sunlight yesterday, last 3 days the sun was so heavy that the grass is already, you know, almost ripe. That time, you know, you throw a agni, you just throw a light fire, it will burn. Right? All the leaves and weeds will get burned. But when the rain comes again, or again it starts growing, because the roots are still there intact. When the roots are intact, so the upper part of the tree or the grass or leaves are burned, but the seeds or roots are there. So the moment appropriate condition, you know, appears, then they will start growing. Same thing with us. When we are exposed to a appropriate situation, that propensity will come back and then we again commit sins. So therefore this propensity to commit sins will not go away to only go for atonement with that. That is the problem. So when Sukadeva Goswami explained this process of atonement, so then again this Parikshit Maharaj felt that this is only temporary solution. Please give us some permanent solution. Correct? So nobody wants to be a temporary resident of Australia. Everybody wants to be a permanent resident. Correct? Even though our life is not permanent here, at least for this body, permanent resident. We are, if you go to America, they call it green card. Some other country, they call red card. So these are just different color. But they give you a residency for the up to that life. So here also, so you are seeking for permanent solution. And permanent solution was given here. That is, you please chant holy name, Hare Krishna mantra. Of course, Lord Narayana name. And today's words, although Ajamil has chanted once Narayana, so Lord has many names, like in Vishnu Sahasrama. We have only many names. So how, you know, thousands and thousands of names are there. And today's verse is particularly prescribing us to chant Hare Krishna Mantra. And of course you can ask, why Hare Krishna Mantra? Why not something else? Correct? So there are the glories of chanting holy name Hare Krishna Mantra was explained yesterday, and so you can see many of those. So let me say a few of those glorious reasons. So why chant Hare Krishna Mantra? So in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, so there was a verse talks about, what is the process of purification in Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, and then Kali Yuga. So in Satya Yuga, so they performed tapas, actually heavy tapas, not just tapas for 10 minutes. They performed tapas for 10,000 years, 100,000 years. That was the method. So if you want to purify, so you had enough of this material world and you want to go back to spiritual world, you perform tapas continuously for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, and that was possible because they were living it for thousands of years. You know, 100,000 years. If you live for 100,000 years, there is no problem. You can do tapas for 10,000 years or 50,000 years. So that was the method in Satya Yuga. So in Treta Yuga, so that method seems more difficult. So they said, no, we'll perform Yagna. So in Treta Yuga, perform opulent Yagna. And of course, to perform opulent Yagna, you also need to have all the pure ingredients. And you also need to have a pure Brahmin, correct? The one who can perform the Yagna for you very nicely, perfectly, and he himself also has to be pure. So that was the method. Then you come to Dwapara Yuga. So Dwapara Yuga, they perform opulent worship. So they had huge opulence and they could build big temples, then install big deities, correct? So, and then perform temple worship opulently, not simple opulent worship, just like for example they do in Jagannath Puri. So they offer chappan bhog continuously, correct? The kitchen is always busy. But you come to Kali Yuga, very difficult. You come to Melbourne, very difficult. We can't keep doing continuously chapan bhog. Who has the time? We don't have time. In Kali Yuga. So that is also said in Kali Yuga, Manda Sumanda. You know? So in Kali Yuga, people are very dull, lazy, you know, also unfortunate. Plus their life span is maximum 100. Maybe you are doing very, very piously, 102, 108, 110, maximum, that's it. Right? Those are very rare, rare, 1 in million. Most 50, and then of course even less. So very lightness, lifespan. So therefore we can't go for those previous methods of performing tapas for 10,000 years. Right? If you want to perform tapas for 10,000 years, and maximum let us say our life is 100 years. In Kali Yuga, how many time how life will it take to achieve success? 100 lifetime. We do continuously tapas, not possible. So therefore for Kali Yuga we have simple method. And for Kali Yuga, so Lord says, Kali Yuga Nama Rupa Krishna Vatara. So in Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna has appeared in his holy name. So that is one of the reasons. Kali Yuga Nama Rupa Krishna Vatara. So Lord Krishna has appeared in his holy name. So therefore there is no difference between this holy name and Lord Sri Krishna. So we may not be able to see Lord Sri Krishna everywhere. One who is pure, he can. He or she can see Lord. Correct? If we are really, really pure, and when I see you, I see a super soul in you, Paramatma. If I am poor, pure. Correct? Either I will be really poor or pure. Correct? One who is very poor, so he will see an opportunity with everybody. But one who is pure, he also sees opportunity. So he sees with equal vision, he can see Lord in his heart of not only humans, but also in animals, trees, everywhere he sees. Whatever he sees Lord there. Just like Hanuman. Like if Hanuman sees you, so he will see a Sitaram in your heart. So he is pure. Right? So we need to be pure like that. Anyway, so don't worry, the simplified for Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna has appeared in his holy name, take shelter of holy name, and which is what we start today. That whether it is a light sin or heavy sin, just chant holy name, it will vanquish, not be vanquish, it will remove the propensity. That means it will take away the root of that sin, full propensity. If you just take away the complete root, then the root is not there, so it is not going to grow anymore even if the rain falls. Even if you are exposed to very tempting situation. Because you purify your existence, it is no more going to affect you. You will become like Haridas Thakur. Right? So we say Namacharya Haridas Thakur Kisa during Mangalsanar. So this Haridas Thakur Kisa. Haridas Thakur was a disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he chanted more than 64 rounds per day. We are maximum chanting 60 now.
3 lakhs.
Maybe on Ekadasi.
3 lakhs.
Yes.
3 lakhs a day.
Yes. So on Ekadasi, because we are like if you are a second initiated or a Brahmin initiated, we promise to Guru that I will do 24 rounds, likely that we might do, but still difficulty. But whereas Haridas Thakur was performing 64 rounds or more. Atma Prabhu. Okay, so at least 64 rounds. Ours is for 60 rounds and others are 64 rounds. He was chanting 64 rounds and he perfected Haridas Thakur. Then he was also exposed to a situation, the most beautiful prostitute of that day. And so she tried to allure him because somebody, sent her that you somehow, make this Haridas Thakur break his chanting. Chanting all the time become very famous, others become envious. Because if you start becoming famous, other people become envious. Right? So they do some, they expose you to something so that you fall down. This is very dangerous in the material world. So they will do something. Right? They present you a situation and you become weaker. You might become a president also. Even if you become president of a country and because of that you have power, and then suppose somebody, you know, they send you some allurement, then you get attracted, finished. That is a follow-up, and then you can't get up. Like for example, if you climb Mount Everest, the highest peak of this earthly planet, and then from there if you fall down, correct? Directly only bones will be appearing at Nepal, the ground, correct? From there, from rolling and then all bones, everything broken, and only bones will be seen. So same thing will happen. So the higher the position, then allurement will, you know, make you fall down. But whereas Haridas Thakur, because he chanted so purely and then he perfected. So when this person, that prostitute, said that, okay, I want to unite with you, he said, no problem, let me finish this 64 round chanting. So he chanted all the morning, right? So then, okay, no problem, tomorrow. So she comes next day night. Again, okay, after finishing this chanting, so I will fulfill your desire. So like that continued for 3 days. Then because this prostitute heard constantly from mouth of pure devotee constantly, because of which he became purified. You can experiment, you can take a glass of water, plus in this water there is a lot of dirt. But then what do I do? So I can take, you know, put one glass of water like this, and keep on pouring more and more water continuously. The dirt will go away. And it comes to a situation where there is no more dirt, it is pure, so I can drink. It's pure. It came from Radha Vallabha's tap, so it must be from the lotus feet, it's the Ganges river water. I consider water from the tap as the Ganges river water, or the river water. So it is pure. So similarly, because it is expressed to the heart constantly, holy name from a pure devotee, so she became pure. So this was an analogy. So just by pouring, you know, constantly water or milk into the dirty cup, constantly pour, maybe 1,000 liters, then but the impurity will go away. Only what is left is pure. Same thing has happened to her. So even though she committed so many sins, but because of that association, constantly hearing holy name from lips of the pure devotee, so she became purified, she also became a great devotee. So we hear that story, heard about it. So see, whatever wealth she acquired, she donated everything, renounced, then of course became a pure devotee. So it is very important to hear. So therefore for Kali Yuga, the solution is, and this pastime that happened, you know, around 550 years ago, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally here. So that will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. So there is Kali Yuga Nama Rupa Krishna Avatara. Just by associating with this holy name, so you So there are many, of course, valid example. You take a magnet and take iron, right? If these two independent, so magnet is attractive whereas iron is not attractive. You can't attract other irons. But if you bring them together and rub for some more period of time, what happens? So this iron acquires quality of magnet, right? Automatically acquires quality. So of course, the other person will be strong, correct? So do not assume that I am Haridas, I can associate with anybody, everybody. Don't make the assumption. Correct? So if you round, if you chant 16 rounds for several years and you become pure, that time you can. But most of us not possible. So anyway, so just like when iron associates with magnet, it acquires magnetic quality. Similarly, when you associate with pure devotees and the holy name is powerful. Krishna is powerful. Because in Kali Yuga there is no difference between holy name and Lord Krishna. So we have taken shelter of lotus feet of holy name and we are associating with holy name. Slowly, just like iron acquires property of magnet, so similarly we will also acquire that property of Lord Sri Krishna. So what is the property of Lord Sri Krishna? Sat Chit Ananda, the one who is miserable. Correct? Miserable, ignorant, with short life, so many problems. But because associated with the Lord Krishna's holy name constantly through chanting, then he or she will achieve Sat Chit Ananda. Not just temporary happiness, eternal. Full of bliss, non-stop. Correct? So this is like connecting to a power grid. Correct? Once you have uninterrupted power supply. Correct? So uninterrupted power supply. So constantly, Satchidananda. You achieve Satchidananda. So those qualities, Satchidananda. And everyone is working hard day and night by performing different work, you know, to earn money. Different type of work they are doing. Like some are maybe developing software. I think Kali Yuga it seems software engineering, software development like Sudarshan. They have to keep developing because never ending. You develop one software, they want new versions, new versions, new versions, endless, endless, endless. So that's why they are in business, but anyway. So you can be software engineer, you can be a doctor who will cure temporarily some of your physical problems. You can be a house renovator. There are so many works here. Correct? So in Australia, plumbing are more famous than software engineering. So because that gives you more salary. Correct? So in Kali Yuga, people will measure your quality and your worth. Worth is based on how much money you are earning, not based on what you are doing. Correct? If that was true, then all the Brahmins would have become, continued to be Brahmin. But most Brahmins have left their Brahmin job and they have become software engineers. Even I have my own classmate who was a Brahmin, Joshi. So Joshi became a software engineer for one of these companies like Amex, American Express. Anyway, so they have become Sudarja. So they left their Varnasrama in Broca. So there is that Prabhupada, of course, talks about Varnasrama. I think previous few verses we talked about the importance of following Varnasrama Dharma in Kali Yuga. Anyway, coming back to this Kali Yuga, holy name is not different from Lord Krishna, so please chant. So there will be no doubt. So this is, then of course, Narada, Brat Narada Puranaya. So there are different, Puranas are talking about. So then, Golo Kera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. So it is said that, so Harinam, from Goloka Vrindavan, he didn't come from here. Okay, do not assume that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is manufactured in, on earth or in India or in Australia. This is not manufactured here. So this holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is coming all the way from Goloka Vrindavan. Because it is coming from Goloka Vrindavan, if you catch it, you will go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Correct? Suppose if there is a rope. A rope is somewhere on the rope. Rope has come and you are drowning. There are five ropes. Correct? So there are five, when you are drowning in a well. So let's say there are five ropes out there. So obviously when we catch a rope, when you are drowning, that destination you catch a rope. Depending upon which rope you catch, you reach that destination. Isn't it? If I catch a rope, thrown by Jalabharam, I will go to Jalabharam. Correct? If I catch a rope thrown by Mahatma Prabhu, I will go to Mahatma Prabhu. Correct? So similarly, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a rope that is thrown from Goloka Vrindavan. And anyone so who realizes that how much difficulty we are facing, so if we can catch, or she can catch that rope, and then constantly put some effort, then you go, and you reach finally Goloka Vrindavan. And that is what the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is about. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not meant for being here, becoming wealthy, enjoying some gratification, again the samsara continuing. This is not meant for that purpose. You might achieve those also, right? Lord Krishna is very kind. So he is the Sarva Loka Maheshwar. If you want, he can give this one universe under your name. Correct? So that is not a big deal. He can give that. So there are some devotees initially they perform this tapas for that purpose. In Srimad Bhagavatam we hear about Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj initially performed tapas under the guidance of Narada Muni. He just chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Like this he chanted for 6 months. What happened? Lord Narayana appeared and gave him darshan. And when he saw Lord Narayana darshan, he forgot what he wanted. He said, I was looking for a broken piece of glass. I don't want any of that. Let me be your servant. Let me serve your lotus feet. So that is what he said. Initially, we go with that method, with that desire, but no problem, Lord Krishna is very wonderful, he will give you that and he will purify you and take you back to his abode. So even if you are a master or a king of this universe, he is very difficult in material world. Right? If you become a prime minister, you know that, they elect you, then you will go on and it is impossible for you to satisfy them and they will throw you down. And every person who became a prime minister, a chief minister, whatever they became, so they all have to be defeated because people won't vote. So person looks very attractive or his promise becomes very attractive, they elect the person after 2-3 elections. If you are lucky, you win one more time, if you are lucky one more time, maximum 2-3 times finally you will throw away. Right? So you can't satisfy. So therefore Lord Krishna says this world, material universe is Dukkhalaya and Asashvata. The creator himself is saying, this is a statement from Bhagavad Gita, Lord says Dukkhalaya Asashvata. So this is a temporary miserable world. So do not make yourself too comfortable here. So just take shelter, start associating with, start chanting, start with one round, 316 round continuously, then you will achieve that success. Even we all like to hear a story from, for example, not only we, even Parvati wanted to hear from Lord Shiva. But Parvati is always like to associate with Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, most of the time he is doing dhyana. Right? So when you see Lord Shiva's photo, so most of the time he is doing in tapas. So he is meditating on holy name. And what is he meditating on? Often we do not know he is meditating. But if you see all the biggest Shiva murtis that are installed in different places around the world, all of them, they show Shiva in dhyana form. Right? He is meditating constantly. And once Parvati asked him, what are you doing? He said, doing the samsara, taking care of house, all will be meditation. Correct? So Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva says, you know, so he says, Sri Rama 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 Rameti, Rame Rame Mano Rami, Sahasra Nama Tatulan, Rama Nama Varanama. So he is saying that, oh Varanama, that is, oh lovely, why, oh lovely woman, I am chanting holy name of Lord Sri Ram. I am chanting Rama, Rama, Rama and deriving great pleasure. Right? So Shiva doesn't have a 5-star house. Right? He is homeless. Although he has a wife and two sons. And it seems even those two sons are not also born, who are that union of Parvati and Shiva. So he is almost like a sannyasi, even though he is married. So Shiva is saying that I am chanting this holy name, Rama, 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 and deriving great pleasure. And he also says that this Rama Nama is so powerful. When I just chant one name of Rama, it is equivalent to Sahasra Nama of Vishnu. Like Vishnu Sahasra Nama. So you can do Vishnu Sahasra Nama and just chant one name of Rama. So it is equivalent. So that is what Lord Shiva says. So therefore, how powerful, you know, Rama's name. And if you extend further, he says, you know, if you just chant one name of Krishna, it is equal to three names of Rama. So therefore, those who don't have a time, energy and effort, you can just chant Krishna. One's name of Krishna is equal to three names of Rama, and one name of Rama is equal to Vishnu Sahasra Nama. So therefore, if you say once Krishna is equivalent to saying three times, you know, reciting holy name, I mean Vishnu Sahasra Nama, right? So it is so difficult to remember Sahasra Nama, you have to refer to it for all the time, right? And if you read like that too many times like that, and you develop short sight problem, then again you have to consult Mahaprabhu to get new strength. Right? So with Krishna, no problem, just chant once, equivalent of 3000 names of Vishnu. So this is another one. And there are other one also, you know, there is Narada Muni. You know, the Narada Muni, once in a while or often he goes to Vaikuntha Loka, again comes down, see what is happening in this material world, create some commotion, so that people will develop Bhakti for Lord Narayana, again he goes there. So this is, he does all the time, and during Kali Yuga also he went. Then he saw in this material world, people in Kali Yuga, short life, so much misguided and so much of confusion. And these days especially now, everybody has a mobile phone, smart mobile phone, and mobile phone with this WhatsApp, Facebook and this and that. All the time they are busy on WhatsApp. It's very difficult to get attention of anyone at house. Correct? So they are busy on their mobile phone with WhatsApp. So very difficult. So therefore he asks Vishnu, what is the solution? What is your address? How can we connect? So, so at that time he says, when he asks, what is your address, how can people connect in Kali Yuga? So, so that time Lord Vishnu says, Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu. So he says, Naham tisthami vaikunte. Naham tisthami vaikunte. Yogina hadaya subha. Yatra gayanti mat bhakta tatra tisthami narada. He says that I am not in Vaikuntha, nor I am in heart of yogis. I am wherever my devotees are doing Hari Kirtan. So if you are doing this Kirtan, so Lord Sri Krishna is with you. So that is, he takes your residence. So because you are chanting, so he comes and takes residence of your heart, residence of your time, residence of ear. So he is very, very pleased when you chant Hari Kirtan mantra. So therefore, so all the Puranas, whether you take a Padma Purana, Narada Purana, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or you ask Lord Shiva, all of them are pointing to the power of Kundalini. And for Kali Yuga, because of our small lifespan, right, and then so many problems. Right, and problems are appearing one after other. And last 2 years we have got this coronavirus has come. Right? So all the problems constantly come. So once the coronavirus disappears, another virus will come. Right? If the virus cannot attack you, they will attack your computer or your mobile phone. Imagine. So we are so much addicted to mobile phone all the time, and virus comes and frees your mobile phone. It is more dangerous than this coronavirus. Because our mind is so much associated constantly. If one of the Facebook is down for 1 hour, people become so much excited as if life is gone. Correct? So nothing will work. Just if internet is down for a few seconds or a few minutes or 1 hour, we don't know what to do in our life. You go to shop, you can't buy anything because you don't have any money in your pocket. All the money is in credit card. And credit card won't work. Correct? You know, even person who credit card will work. And you want to come home from printer station to home, the trains won't work. Correct? Because of over automation. And of course, our car will start, the door will not open. Correct? This Mikey. Mikey connected to a server. And if one of the network is down, it happened. This is not a theoretical. It happened in 2016. So because of heavy storm, one of the server of this cloud computing in Sydney was down, and because of that it affected our credit card, affected trams, we can't buy a petrol, we can't buy a grocery, right? All the problems. So in this age it's so difficult. So therefore it's very important that we better shift our focus, use it whenever necessary. But if this network is not available, can you still be happy? Can you still engage your mind? So therefore one of the easiest methods of engagement is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And for that you don't need mobile phone. Correct? You don't need even chanting bead also. To start with, you can just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Okay? So with that, let me stop here. And there are many, many glorious reasons to discuss. I think just this, just 2-3 that we discussed is more than sufficient. And many of us recognize Shiva. So those who are coming from, say for example, South India, so they like to be Shiva Bhaktas, no problem. And Shiva himself is saying that I am chanting Sri Ram name. So you can get insight from Shiva and Sri Ramani. And Shiva himself further is saying that this is so powerful. And then further, so Krishna is one more easier. So you can chant all Sri Krishna's holy name. And of course in Hare Krishna Mantra, so we have Rama also there. So some people want to know, is it Lord Sri Ram? Is Sri Ram? There are a lot of argument people have. And then they took it to Prabhupada to settle the matter. Because they are curious, okay, we are chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, no problem, but why Rama? We want to chant just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. They want to skip Hare Rama. He says, no, no, no. So actually, there is no difference between Krishna and Rama. So whether you think this Rama is Balaram, or whether you think Rama is Rama Vayodhya, no problem, just chant. So, here Rama means all pleasurable. So there is a bliss potency of Lord Sri Krishna. So you combine Radha, Krishna, Rama, that 16 word combination that is given in the board, and sometimes because our memory is also short, if you forget when you come to temple, know that we have a short memory, sometimes we forget, therefore they have put this holy name on the board. Just look at that and repeat. So there is no problem even if you have short memory. So is it in there. Okay, so with that, let me stop here and thank you very much for hearing this. Of course, please give the mic to switch it on. A button?
Hare button? Prabhu, excuse me. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji. Here, here.
Hare Krishna Puri, thank you very much for a nice lecture. Do you want to tell us something about Loknath Swami's appearance day today? Loknath Swami.
So you go ahead.
I thought you were giving the lecture. So
appearance
day? Few words, Loknath Swami.
Loknath Swami.
Appearance day today.
I think you know better than me. Please. Loknath, what can I say? Name itself answers everything. Lokanath is an art of Loka. You want to explain it a bit?
Prabhu, I can just say that our Prabhupada, we chant in the morning Shri Prabhupada prayer that is written by Lokanath Maharaj. So, Lokanath Loke Rajivana is Lokanath Swami. He is great Vaishnava, that's all I can say. But regarding your class, Prabhu, very nice elaboration on the glories of the holy name. I just wanted to say, it's Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashteva, Nashteva, Nashteva Kathe Anita. So there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Only the chanting of the holy name will deliver us all, take us back to Godhead, award us the love of Godhead. That is the summary of what I understood of all the Shastras, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's nothing more than understanding this basic thing that only by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can achieve Krishna prema and we can all go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, Prabhu is saying that in Kali Yuga, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way other than chanting the holy name of Krishna. So we don't need to try to invent other methods that are probably other rivers. For Kali Yuga, they simplify, they know our qualities, they know our situation, therefore the simplified is given. Just like if you are in a grade 1, so passing the grade 1, how do you pass a grade 1? So you just simply write A, B, C, D, then say okay, no problem. So you go to the next step, you achieve your success of that year, right? But if you are in PhD, you know, in highest education, he is doctor of philosophy. In PhD, you just don't write ABCD and give a piece of paper, that's it. Right? So they say, oh, you have to come out with the original idea, original thought, original invention. Then you have the ability to PhD. Right? So similarly here, so if you try to go by the method like tapas or degree again, so we do a little bit, but they are not the difficult method. So easy method, given our situation, easy. Right? Correct? So because we are not that powerful, it's like if you are a weightlifter. So if you are not that physically strong, they just lift this bag. Correct? I won't ask that boy to lift this suitcase, but I can ask Jalabaras to lift this. That will mostly contain mobile phone and a few connectivity devices necessary for this class to encourage others who want to join remotely, impersonalist. So these are personalists who are physically here, others impersonalists. So we want to encourage them also to join us. So that's the means, I mean, for usage. So we just lift. So easy, made it easy. So as Jalabar said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Madhya Lila, Adi Lila, that's what he said. Hare Naam Kevalam, Kalo Nahteva, Nahteva, Nativa, Gatanyata. So anything that he said three times, it must be true. And it is said it is true. So please follow.
Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, like there's famous verse, Kalil Dosh Nidhe Rajan, Ashtohi Eko Mahanvara, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramurji. So, although the age of Kali is the ocean of nescience, there is one benediction which is the holy name of the Lord, and if we chant it, our life will be successful.
Aribo. Yes, as Prabhu said, this Kali Yuga is full of, like an ocean of thoughts, just like you go to ocean. Correct? So after having prasada, just for refreshment, you just go to ocean, there you will see the waves. Can you count how many waves are there? You can't count, they are endless. Our desires, our anxieties and problems are like waves in ocean, unlimited. So constantly appearing, so many unlimited number of desires and anxieties and trouble that we have got. But in spite of all of this, in Kali Yuga, there is one Mahaguna. Is that just by simply chanting holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you achieve the same success that others have achieved in Satya Yoga, Treta Yoga, Dapara Yoga, by performing their methods, but here the simple method. Yeah. So sometimes simple is also, we don't take it easily, but this is simple, it's a method, and many have perfected their lives, and we can also perfect. So let us chant, let us end the class. I think all of you are waiting for prasada. Just by chanting one holy name.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
All those who are sincere.
Amen.